So today, of course, we're speaking about Chappelle Corby. Now, Chappelle Corby, if you don't know her, it's incredible if you live in Australia.
Been living in a cave.
Yeah, I mean, it would be quite hard to avoid her. She was charged for smuggling marijuana into Indonesia in 2005 and spent a long time in prison in Bali. In fact, up to 12 years. The first nine were under house arrest, or first nine were in jail, sorry. And then she spent her last two under house arrest. And now she's home. She's came back just yesterday. And the kicking and screaming that occurred in, 2005 has kicked off well and truly again with plenty of people talking all over. I'm going to throw it over to you guys. What do you think about this huge foray, Jeff?
Well, I've been in Queensland for the last week and I tried to switch off the news. But I just could not get away from the Chappelle Corby story in airport lounges, in pubs. Wherever you looked, there was, reporters waiting for her to come out of her parole hearing, waiting for her to get on the plane, waiting for her to get off the plane. And, of course, then yesterday, the manic coverage, helicopters, it was like the O.J. Simpson chase. It was absolutely incredible. And, I've been thinking, I realize there is interest in the story. I totally get that. But why, oh, why? Look, Chappelle Corby, rightly or wrongly, has been convicted of drug smuggling. She is a convicted drug mule. Now, she's done her time, and I believe she has the right to live her life in relative peace if that's what she wants. Now, maybe she wants mayhem. Whatever. I really don't care. But look, Carl Stefanovic from the Today Show, Channel 9 went overboard yesterday, in my opinion. They had cameras everywhere. They had helicopters following her. They're still camped out on the Gold Coast, outside homes, outside hotels. Even the poor old
New South Wales Blues.
They can't get any peace.
They've been caught up in it.
Guess what Carl Stefanovic said on live television this morning? He said, Channel 9 have been acting like idiots covering this story. So I think the public has really actually had a bit of a gutful of this. I think there's overkill. As I said, she's back. Of course, I get the interest. But can we please move on? Because I think later on in this segment, we're going to talk about all the other Australians that are overseas. And you'll be gobsmacked when you hear how many Australians are currently languishing in prisons overseas.
Yes, I mean, Monica, you only recently found out about the story, obviously, a new import into Australia. I mean, what did you think about this and hearing about all this acrimony around the story?
Well, I saw it on Twitter a couple of days ago, but I didn't put any attention to it. I was just like, oh, I don't know who this person is. Coming in today, hearing more about her story, it just, for me, I started to think, did the media portray her as this new, big drug lord, 1950s style? I mean, they're comparing her to O.J. Simpson, his trial. And, are they obsessed with her because it was a woman who got caught in a different country smuggling drugs? Or was it because she's a white woman that got caught smuggling drugs into a country?
Well, she's a very attractive, still a attractive young woman when she was caught from the Gold Coast.
But are they obsessed because do they think someone of this appearance or someone that looks like this would never do something like this? Is that why Australia is so obsessed?
It's definitely an interesting idea.
That's a great question.
Because it's this idea of, was she painted as a kind of, not quite a femme fatale, but more a kind of a diva in distress, and that idea of, I think the media probably, especially in 2005, was quite different to how it looks now in terms of diversity on screen. And so that story, I think, really wanted to push it forward in a way that would cut through. Who can blame them? That's kind of the way people kind of get what they ask for in many ways. And the one thing that confuses me is the furrow that we get into this. I mean, there was such hysteria then. I remember it then. And even now, there's the same hysteria about, Chappelle Corby coming home, which, frankly, I don't care a lot about this case or care any more about than, the other people who are overseas on, criminal convictions. And, in fact, there are others who perhaps have gotten a worse deal out of that.
Well, Mon, you were saying, you're fairly new to this story, but I was on air at a commercial radio station that plays music, a hit music radio station. We went live to the verdict and just went with rolling coverage. like the rest of the Australian media back in 2004. Australia was totally consumed. And I remember the Daily Telegraph the next morning, beauty queen convicted. So what you're saying, whether there was particular interest because of the way she looked, because she was, you know, a white Anglo-Saxon pretty girl, as to whether she got more attention than maybe someone, an Indigenous woman from the Northern Territory who, you know, may be facing drug charges in Malaysia. I think that's a great question to ask.
If anything, I mean, it could be happening now and we just don't know about
it. It's funny you should ask that because I've been doing some research. Guess how many Australians are overseas in overseas prisons at the moment? Just take a guess, guys.
96.
And you?
I'll say 50.
All right. There are currently 545 Australians imprisoned or facing charges overseas. 170 Australians are in jail or facing charges for drug crimes.
Wow.
I'll mention some names here, and they're up for very serious charges, including possible death sentences. Anthony Bannister, does that ring a bell?
Not at all.
Ibrahim Jalal, Peter Gardner, Pinto Expesto in Malaysia. He's been there for 3 years now, waiting to charges of ICE, which of course could mean the death penalty. And as I say, 540 Australians, and all this over Schapelle Corby, who smuggled some marijuana with a boogie board.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about which part of a luggage it was in and whether or not it had been tampered with. I think that's a really interesting point, though, that you're making, Jeff, is that there are so many people out there. I mean, the idea that there's 170 people who are either charged or awaiting sentencing overseas.
Guys, no media attention.
Yeah, exactly. So you're telling me there's 170 prospective Schapelle Corby stories out there. Why this one, and why this one so much? I mean, in terms of what you think about it, what is new about this story in terms of Schapelle Corby? I don't know that there is a news element there. It's just a kind of confected element. At least that's what it seems to me to be.
I think, though, that the public is, despite the fact that how many followers does she have on Instagram at the moment?
I think currently right now it's 148,000.
Okay. All right. That's amazing. But we remember we have 24 million people in this country. So I could be negative and say 23.5 million people aren't following her. But look, that's massive numbers. But I think a lot of the people following aren't doing it because they support her. In fact, I've seen some of the comments on her Instagram post and they're not supportive. So I think a lot of people are looking. You call it train wreck. People are looking just to see what's happening, because it's getting so much attention. And I think it's time for the media to move on, because I'm actually detecting a backlash against the amount of coverage. And, well, you know, Breakfast TV host is saying that it was overdone yesterday. And I noticed yesterday I watched the TV news bulletins, and I noticed the Channel 10 news bulletin did 15 minutes on Schapelle Corby. Every possible angle you could think of, from neighbours being interviewed to aunties with bottles of vodka coming down to celebrate, the whole thing. And it was just, I sat there thinking, hang on, there are people in Yemen and Somalia starving, millions of people starving, and they spent 15 minutes on Schapelle Corby being released from prison, a convicted drug mule. Then I went to Channel 9 and Channel 7, who I think had been stung, because there was quite, if you look at their Facebook pages, people, like hundreds of comments from people saying, we're really sick and tired of this story. And they actually went about 5 to 10 minutes. So I think there is still a massive amount of interest in this story, but I think that I can feel some sort of public backlash. I think it's time to let this woman move on. But
I'll just interject there quickly with one last quick question for both of you. Now, of course, Schapelle Corby, it's illegal for her to profit directly from this crime. You can't, you know, enjoy proceeds of a criminal act. That's against the law. So she can't sell her. So what some people do is they, you know, go to high profile networks and go to big programs, and they get paid a fee for an interview. things like that. The one thing, so she can no longer do that. However, because she's a newly created Instagram account, it was 48 hours ago, I think she created it. It may have been 72 hours, with already over 145,000 followers. It's probably going to get to 150 before the day is out, given the rate of growth. That's not an unreasonable projection. Do you guys think that it would be fair that if she were to start, you know, selling what many people do over Instagram, Instagram models is what they're called, where they, you know, put up product placement within their images and things like that. Would obviously, you know, that wouldn't be directly profiting from it, but why does she have so many followers is a question as to, you know, how she could get such coverage. I mean, there's a little program 2SER's doing called Tonic, which is a podcast series where we're looking at entrepreneurs who do this with 50,000 followers. Chappelle Corby's got almost three times that already. So the potential for her to, you know, do something like that is huge. And surely it's something that, I mean, do you guys think that's a fair and reasonable thing for her to do, to be able to benefit through that?
I don't think she should be able to profit at all from it, but I wouldn't be surprised if 6 months from now, maybe less or maybe more, a TV show offers her reality TV or a network offers her a reality TV show, you know, rehabilitating her life and showing that. I mean, there's ways around it where she can be able to profit, but I don't agree that she should.
I would normally agree with you. But because this is such a high-profile case, I've already read in various media publications, you know, people saying, oh, she'll be next on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But because there is such a strong laser focus on this case, she can't make profits from the proceeds of crime. And already there was a book published, and her family was making money from it, they had to give the money back. So there is a really big focus on everything she is doing. So maybe she'll be able to, like, lie low for a while, but I can't see this one going away. But it'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
It sure will. Thank you for both of your time on We The People on the Monday Daily.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miles.